and 950,000 possible burger combinations, and all are 100% all natural Angus beef. You could have a different burger combination every day for 2,602 years, but you might get tired of burgers after 100 years or so. So Cheeburger has grilled chicken, wraps, platters, salads, ice cream sundaes, and dozens of free toppings. And to go along with all that, Cheeburger has over 1 million milkshake combinations. Now you're a lot smarter than you were when we started this commercial. Oh yeah, for the answers to the three-time heavyweight champion and best supporting actor, stop in at Cheeburger to find out the answers in Chesterfield Mall, in the Dillard's parking lot exterior entrance, or in De Pere on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
This Valentine's Day, just go to Walgreens, where you'll find all your Valentine's favorites in one place, like Hallmark cards and gifts and Lindor truffles. Shopping simplified.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of
shut the hell up.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It'll be a good day today. I can feel it in my bones. And look at those phones. They're already ringing. Dan, jump on them. If that's the way you want to do this, we'll do it that way. Take calls right away. Forget about us. Who cares what we have to say?
All right.
We'll take your calls. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this, the eighth day of, and here's the tricky part, the hardest month of the year to pronounce properly, February.
Right.
It's not February if you're listening in news and traffic. It's not February. It's February.
February.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? Why didn't, when they named them, why didn't they just go January, February?
Right.
What would have been wrong with that? Who is the knucklehead who put that R in there?
Maybe it was a typo.
No. Well, it could have been.
February.
Here's the other
one. Well, it's like Wednesday.
I was just going to say Wednesday.
It should be W-E-N-D, Wednesday. That's how everybody says it.
Yeah.
But,
if you're coming here and you're learning English, and you're learning days of the week. Okay, Sunday. That's easy. Think of the sun and the day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That has to really screw people up from other parts of the world. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The rest makes sense. But yeah, February. And I really, it's hard to criticize people who say February because it's not that big a deal. But it's a weird.
Library.
Well, library is...
Some people say library.
Now you're going to start a whole bunch of calls, and people are going to go, well, what about chimney? He came down the chimney instead of chimney.
Angela had a problem like the former president had with nuclear. She has a tough time with that one. Yeah, for some reason,
somebody in the current administration who cannot say nuclear, and I can't remember who it is. Tonight is the night. Quick reminder, Rock Center, the lady who wrote the book about JFK, is going to go and tell, you know, part of her story. Now, we have a listener named Sandy Unger. You met him, Tina, today.
I did.
For the first time. In the and by the way, we're going to get right to your calls, because I see we have people on hold. We're not going to make you hold very long, but I have to thank Sandy for coming by. If you listened yesterday when we read the excerpts from the book that this chick has written, who had the affair with the JFK for 18 months, she referred to the cologne he wore, and what was it, 4711?
Yes.
And I said, I've never heard of a cologne called 4711. Sandy comes by the station with a bottle of 4711 cologne. And he said he's had it about 5 years. And it looked like a whiskey
bottle.
It was a big bottle.
Really?
Oh, no, it wasn't a little, one of these little. It looked like a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Does he know where the 4711, the meaning
well,
of
Well, if
that?
He did, he didn't share it with me. We could look it up. My point is, I've never heard of it. But it must be some pretty good stuff, because this is what JFK wore, and I think we know the kind of life that he led.
Oh, yeah.
So I may, not that I need it, I may have to go out and get me a bottle of 4711, because I took a little sample when Sandy brought it by. I put a little on my hands, and I thought, well, what's the big deal? And I didn't really notice that it was that great. It has kind of a lime smell. Then I go down the hall, and what's her name, Dish Gazelle? Dish comes by and says, ooh, you smell really good. And I thought, hey, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah.
Maybe Kennedy latched onto something with this. Of course, it doesn't hurt to be the president and be rich.
Yes,
good looking. I think he could have been wearing men in skin bracer.
Right.
And he would have had the same power over women. Since you are calling, we will take your calls. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We have no subject at this point. We don't care. Maybe you do, and we'll talk about it. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you, Nick. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I have been now for 15 years, believe it or not.
Yeah. Probably saved your life.
Started listening when I was 12, when I was grounded.
Well, you didn't have to say that. Yeah. What were you grounded for, do you remember? Wait a minute, was your grounding punishment that you had to listen to us?
I think I have bad grades.
You what?
Bad grades.
Bad grades. Okay, Nick, your grades are so bad, we're going to make you listen to Frank. That'll straighten him out.
It did. Hey, I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because as most people know, we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
All right, speaking of knucklehead, I think the city of St. Louis is knucklehead. I need some help.
Okay.
I am a visually impaired person, and I go to pick up a U-Haul last night to move some stuff to a newer place I got. And my brother was driving. I wasn't driving. My brother was driving the U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
And it started snowing last night, so we couldn't do anything last night. So he took me home, and he went about his way, and he's driving, and he sees an air conditioner someone threw out next to a dumpster. Someone's trash.
Okay.
Didn't want it anymore, didn't have a use for it or whatever. So he stops and goes to pick it up.
Now, when you say air conditioner, you mean a window unit?
I'm not sure. All we know is that it's an air conditioner unit of some sort.
Okay.
And so he goes to pick it up. The police come up behind him and arrest him for stealing.
What? Well, that's wrong.
Yeah, because there's people that dumpster dive. They call it dumpster diving. They go by and they take stuff out of people's trash all the time.
My brother is sitting in jail right now because the city of St. Louis says that he stole this air conditioning unit that was clearly in the alley. He didn't steal it from anybody, and they said that it is illegal to take things out of the alley.
What?
This was not at a residence.
This was not in someone's home. This was in the alley over him in South St. Louis, off Sublette.
And nobody has claimed that they're missing an air conditioner.
Nobody complained. Nobody was out.
See, this doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
This does not. What do they want to let him out? What's his bail?
They don't have, they don't know bail. He was at Sublette. They said we're going to transfer him down to the city, down to the Justice Center downtown, and that's all they say to us.
You know, you need to call. You need to get one of those bulldog reporters on this.
Elliot Davis.
You need to call Bill McClellan at the Post-Dispatch. That's who I'd call. And call Elliot. Well, Elliot Davis is more about wasted spending of taxpayer
government
money. Call, who's the guy on the four? Chris Negus.
I put it on Facebook.
No. Call Channel 4 and ask for Chris Negus, because he's now the new, I'll get him. I'll go out there with a camera. We'll get him. Put him on it and call Bill McClellan at the Post. I'm serious.
I get these numbers. Anybody got those numbers?
No, but Bill McClellan's is pretty easy. You got a computer?
Yeah.
Google Bill McClellan. Now, you're visually impaired, but you can use a computer.
No, I can see a little bit.
Yeah. Google Bill McClellan, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and there's a number listed for him because I've called it. And then go to KMOV Channel 4 to their website and go to reporters and find Chris Negus and call him and put the heat on him and call some attention to this, because junk is junk, and taking it, to me, shouldn't put a man in jail.
Yeah, because I put stuff down at the end of the driveway if I want people, please take
but
that.
But I think the issue here is that it was in an alley.
Instead of on the curb,
yeah,
like with,
in the city, and there's
but
probably
that's where
some
they put
ordinance.
The trash cans, though, in the alley, in the city. So
yeah, but they also, I guess, and now I talked to someone else, they said that they might, they make you get a permit to dumpster dive now.
Somebody called, somebody just called and said it's one of those BS laws in the city that the trash is property of the city.
Oh, it's that's just not a county law.
So
but
it's considered
city.
Stolen city property.
Yeah, I guess.
What's your brother's name?
Brandon.
Brandon what?
Silver.
Brandon Silver.
Yeah, that's my brother, and I, you know, I can't now. I can't move. We had a U-Haul. I don't even know where the U-Haul is that he was in.
Oh, I'm sure that's impounded. That's going to cost, and then the U-Haul place is going to charge him for.
You know what, Nick? There's two sides to every story, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Is there any possibility that when they confronted him, that he mouthed off to them or was disrespectful or resisting in any way? In other words, did he make matters worse? Is he that kind of guy?
No, he has a record for, you know, he has a record for like tickets and things like that, but he wasn't driving fast, he wasn't speeding.
Does he have any record for a theft or anything, like he's been in prison or anything?
Nope, not been in prison.
Doesn't sound right to me.
None of that, and all, you know, he just, I guess they pulled him behind him, so there wasn't no, if he had a big old air conditioning unit in his hand, there's nowhere he could run, you know. He's not that strong to run with air conditioning unit in his arms, you know. So
yeah, this is, we got overcrowded jails. This doesn't seem right to me.
It's dumb, and it's retarded, and now,
well,
you know
what, now that you've called attention to it, maybe somebody listening will look into it. We got his name. And maybe anybody listening who's with the St. Louis City Prosecutor's Office, the Police Department, would you just take a look at this case, please, and maybe let this guy go? He's not.
I'm just a blind guy trying to move to a new apartment and needed a driver, and my brother helped me out, and now he's in jail, and now I'm up. Now I'm up Schitt's Creek again.
Call Bill McClellan.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And let us know.
Yeah. Thanks.
Good luck, Nick.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. Sometimes.
He said the SH word.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
See, if
I
you hadn't called
Spitz.
Attention to it just now, nobody would have ever known it.
Okay.
But now you have called attention to it. Now it's going to become a big deal. Now we're going to be thrown off the air. We've all lost our jobs. Now we lose our jobs.
Thank I thought Tina. He said Schitt's Creek.
He did. He did say Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
That's I'm up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Tina mishears. Tina likes to think she hears
dirty
something
stuff.
Dirty
right.
And everything.
She's the filthiest
one on
the show.
You know how she is? She takes any simple, innocent thing
right.
and turns it into something sexy or dirty or something.
Right.
That's just how she is. Not like us. We don't do that.
No.
But you say anything, oh, Tina always has to make something
right to
sexual
the
out of it or dirty out of it.
Yeah.
Women. Let's talk to Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Love the show.
Thank you.
You started the segment on mispronounced words, and I heard an item this past weekend on Night Court on Saturday night where a news reader was doing an item called Important Things That Happened on This Day in History and announced that Abraham Lincoln was unanimously elected to president.
Oh. Unanimously.
Unanimously.
That's a good one.
That you like.
That's a good one. Thank you. Doesn't surprise me. Unanimously. We do have a commercial running. This is as specific as I'll get. Just listen to all the commercials, and when you hear somebody say this word, etc., like E-X-E-T-E-R. Would you maybe call the person and say, hey, it's et cetera, it's not et cetera? That's all. Here's Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Frank. You know, that guy does sound, you know, pretty much innocent.
Yeah, you bet.
Some of the cases that have happened before is some clothing stores and other places have thrown some stuff away that they don't want the public to get back into circulation. And somebody's taken it out of the dumpster and it was meant to be thrown away and not recovered by anyone. So that was part of the problem.
Well, I used to work for a retail store, and we used to have to destroy it, either either put a knife through a piece of clothing or something, or snip an electric wire.
What if somebody
because
could
it's supposed to be, I know, but that's...
Hey, I used to work, when I worked security at Northwest Plaza, this was back in the 80s, Sears, everybody used to go check out the Sears dumpster at the end of the day, because they would throw electronics and stuff out there, and all they did was clip the cords. And then you could put a new cord on it, and you'd have a brand new iron or a new VCR or something like that.
But, Rich, you're right. When you say he sounds pretty much like an innocent. Sometimes I think sometimes.
Say that they were throwing something away, or maybe not even saying throwing it away, but that they found it in the trash. And then the other people said, I didn't have that in the trash.
But nobody has said that.
Oh, correct. Correct in this case.
In this case.
But
I'm with you. Sometimes you can tell in somebody's voice they are absolutely innocent of any of intending to do anything wrong. And this poor guy, he didn't know that if it's something. He didn't know, man. How about just if he has no record, cut the guy some slack and let him out of jail, for goodness sakes, and say, now you know.
Yeah. Oh, I can understand that completely.
Mine or something.
Anything. But, man, the guy's sitting in jail, and his brother needs him, and his brother's visually impaired. It's wrong.
And it's wasting taxpayers' dollars.
And again, I want to say one more time, we don't know the whole story. Now, there may be something here that we're missing. Like he threatened him, or he cursed him out, or something. So I don't know. I'm going to take this other guy's word for it, that he's just a guy sitting in jail who shouldn't be sitting in jail. Rick, thank you for the call, Rich.
Got it.
Okay, bye-bye. I said Rick. His name's really Rich. Let's see. Let's go with Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
All right, load up.
All right, hang on. I can't wait. Go ahead.
Okay, so Frank asked his wife where she wants to go for their anniversary. So Frank says, or his wife says, I'd like to go someplace expensive.
Go ahead.
All right, so they get in the car and they're driving around, and Frank pulls in the gas station. He stops the car, turns it off, and they're just sitting there, and his wife says, what are you doing? Let's go. Frank says, well, you said you wanted me to take you someplace expensive.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, boy.
Steve, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna analyze what's happened here. Did you hear any laughter?
I didn't.
Is that because the gas is running? Gas is expensive? Is that the...
I think that's it.
Boy, when you got to explain the joke.
But it didn't take you long to learn the lesson here. Comedy's tough.
Did someone else tell you that, Steve?
It's very tough. Maybe a mean friend said, hey, call in with this. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
They'll laugh like crazy. It's a cruel, mean joke on you.
Dan's accused me of making it up.
Well, I might go along with it. Sounds like a made-up joke. But you know what? You're a good student. You learn quickly. Didn't work. Comedy's tough. And you move on. That's all you can do.
All right.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
Poor Steve.
We got time. We got one more in here. Let's talk to this guy. Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
What's up?
I was going to offer my driving services if the blind impaired or visually impaired. I guess you are impaired if you're blind impaired. Visually impaired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you need some help.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice.
I leave Dan my number.
Well, good for you. That's very nice.
I am very nice, guy.
Well, there's nothing wrong. You know what? If you're nice, there's nothing wrong with saying you're nice.
Oh. Huh?
No, nothing. Right. Go ahead.
I got a joke, maybe.
You got a joke, maybe?
So, cock your shotgun.
You can't say cock on the air.
I can't?
Well, you already did.
In that context, you can, yeah. Okay, go ahead. What's your joke?
All right, there's an elderly... At the convalescent home, there's this elderly lady, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
She's just screaming along in her wheelchair. And they play, you know, everybody works there plays along with her. And you don't know it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. You're surprising me.
You're surprising me.
She's screaming down the hallway, and she and this one of the guys that live there, he says, "Stop, show me your driver's license." And she reaches in her purse and shows him bubblegum wrapper, and he goes, "Well, okay, go ahead." And she takes off in a wheelchair. She's screaming down the hallway, and she comes around the corner, and there's Crazy Bill. He's got his Weezer out. She goes, "Oh, no, not
breathalyzer. Breathalyzer. Gotcha. Got it just at the end. Now I recognize
it. Anyway.
Now I recognize it." All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for the offer, too. Okay. All right. We have to take a break. Talk about pain. Not something fun to talk about, but it's good when you can talk about it and talk about the elimination of it, the alleviation of it, which brings us to the good feed stores. Now, I understand people who think, who are really skeptical and think, well, right, you know, I have had therapy and I've had pain shots and I've been on medication, I've seen these doctors, and you're going to tell me that you're going to, and my neck pain is going to go away? I understand that. So all we're asking you to do is just give it a shot. If it doesn't work for you, you're out 30, 40 minutes. But if it does, you're going to sing the praises of the Good Feet store, and you're going to tell everybody that you run into who says, "Well, my knees are killing me, my back hurts, my neck hurts, my foot hurts, plantar fasciitis." You're going to say, "Oh, you got to go to the Good Feet store." And that's what happens for a lot of people who didn't really expect it to happen. I think there are a lot of people who go into the Good Feet store because they feel like if they don't at least check it out, then they're maybe passing up an opportunity to eliminate some pain. But going in, they're still, as they go in, skeptical. They go, okay. And you've done this before, too, where you go, okay, fine, I'll give this a try. But you've already pretty much made up your mind. There's no way this is going to be the answer. And then when it is the answer, what a pleasant surprise. And what price do you put on relief of pain, especially nagging, chronic, ongoing pain? If you've ever had it, it becomes the focus of your life. You can't stop thinking about it because you can't stop feeling it. Now, if in 30, 40 minutes, the Good Feet store has the answer and the solution, good for you. If not, can't say you didn't try it. And at least you did us the favor of giving them a chance to help you. For many, many people, this is one-stop pain relief. And it's called the Good Feet stores. There are three locations in the St. Louis area. There's Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. There is South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or you can go to goodfeetstlewis.com. Hey, what do you got to lose? 30, 40 minutes, maybe a whole lot of pain. The Good Feet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How do things look out on the roads, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got westbound 70, an accident that's blocking the left lane a little bit west of St. Charles Rock Road, and you're slow from Lindbergh through the Rock Road. Also have a new accident on 6167 at Highway M down in Jefferson County, a disabled vehicle on southbound 170 at Highway 40. And that's on the ramp to eastbound 40. Other than that, just things are starting to warm up volume-wise. Southbound 270 is still looking pretty good down through Doherty Ferry, and westbound 70 is no problem out in the O'Fallon area. And this traffic report brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
Let's just talk about it. The name is going to change to...
The shorter version will be Hall of Fame Grill.
Hall of Fame Grill.
Yes.
Weekdays at noon.
All right, well, that's good
so
to know.
So the food's going
to
stay the same then?
Yeah, the food's going to stay the same. We're going to maybe tweak it a little bit, add a few items. But yeah, the main staples are going to be the same.
On the Big 550.
I personally find staples very difficult to chew.
Yeah.
How are they prepared? so that they can...
KTRS. Seriously improve the look of your kitchen, bar, or fireplace. For less than ever before. Go Granite. Nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters New Year's Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get an edge upgrade free. That's not all. Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, a $350 value, and last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can touch this offer. Call Granite Busters right now, 636-282-3900. 636-282-3900. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces. Get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and get it scheduled and installed in just a few weeks. The unbeatable New Year's special only at Granite Busters. Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more. Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold, or granitebustersstl.com.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special, Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
I had a laptop computer that had some problems, and I took it to one of the biggest stores in the St. Louis area, and they looked it over and said, oh, the hard drive is gone. It's going to cost you about $400 to get it fixed.
Having problems with your computer?
So I left there feeling real bad, figuring I'm going to have to buy a new computer. And on my way home on Woodson Road, I saw a sign that said Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic at 2138 Woodson Road.
I showed them and told them what my story was, and they said, leave my computer and they'd call me back. Well, surprisingly, the next day I got a call, and my computer could be fixed and back to normal for $75.
Don't give up until you call the experts at Computer Clinic. Call 314-423-8324. That's 423-8324.
And they fixed it. They also got rid of some viruses that I had, and they were the greatest people in the world.
Computer Clinic, online at stlcomputerclinic.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
For years, you've heard me talk about Cordell & Cordell being a partner men can count on when facing divorce. But divorce isn't the only time you need a partner you can count on when the things you've worked for are threatened by others. The fact is, there's risk all around us. There's business disputes, IRS claims, tort and other lawsuits, even family disputes. All these things jeopardize your property and your dreams. Cordell & Cordell has been protecting men's assets in divorce for 20 years. Now those skills and that experience are available to help men deal with the other financial threats in their lives. In addition to litigation services, we also offer affordable, effective asset protection planning. Remember, given your choice, it's always better to plan than to litigate. Through thoughtful planning, the risks I mentioned can be disarmed or eliminated. Either way, now more than ever, Cordell & Cordell is the partner men can count on.
Call 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellAssetProtection.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Westport Plaza, experience a whole lot more.
This Saturday and Sunday from noon till 5, don't miss the 26th Annual Missouri Wine Fest at Westport Plaza. Enjoy over 50 wines from local wineries, great food, and live music. Proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Visit WestportSTL.com for details. That's WestportSTL.com.
Westport Plaza. Experience a whole lot more.
Westport Plaza, page I-270.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
All right, a real quick update, and then we go back to the phones. If you heard the guy who called earlier, who was all upset because his brother is being held in jail for what the guy who called said was merely picking up an air conditioner that had been thrown out in the trash. As I said earlier, there are always two sides to every story, and we have received more than one call, one from a law enforcement person who I will not name. There is more to that story, so I feel sorry for the brother, the visually impaired brother, because the story he's getting is not, as Paul Harris would say, the rest of the story. So
Harvey.
What is it?
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey, yeah.
So I'm sorry for the guy who called. I'm sorry about your brother, but there's a little more to it, I think, than he's telling you. They don't generally just toss people in jail for picking up trash, so there's a little more to it, and that's all I can say. We can go back to the phones, though. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Kevin? Oh, Kevin. I know you're there because I hear your dog barking or something. Kevin? You got 2 seconds. Too bad.
Hello.
On to Matt.
Hello?
We go. Matt, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller, and I'm most definitely AM in the PM.
Welcome aboard. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Ballast Dental Care.
Okay.
I've been going there for the past year, and I'm basically, Dr. Wabanami has given me a brand-new set of pearly whites. I can finally smile through. Oh, and
all right. Wabanami's the best.
Just, hello.
He's the best. Go ahead.
My oldest son is going there now, and my youngest son just went there. That's basically what I called. I mean, I just I heard about him, obviously, on your radio program. Just wanted to call in and give a quick shout-out to them. And the other thing, First Community Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
I've been with them 20 years.
Listen to this guy. You're our listener of the day.
I listen to you guys, but anyway.
You're our listener of the day, Matt. you get the listener of the day award.
All right. You folks have a great day.
Well, thank you for the call. That's very nice. I appreciate it.
All righty.
All right.
Ian, you missed it anyway. He said anyway in there.
He did?
Yeah.
At the end? Was it at the end of the season?
Yeah. Buseboy would have caught it. But, go ahead. Do it now, just so there's no...
But anyway.
Okay, great. I we'll get back to phones in a second. I held on to this email a couple of days ago. Somebody in here asked the question because I forgot who it was that said that in the upcoming election that President Obama may not run with Joe Biden, that he may, and we said, well, a smart thing would be put Hillary in there. And then we discussed it a little bit, and then somebody said, and I think it was Peon, has there ever been a president that ran for re-election and changed vice presidents? I get an email from Don, and he said, I was listening, and it was pointed out that Joe Biden may not be Obama's running mate, and someone asked if this had ever happened before, and the answer is yes. Franklin Delano Roosevelt replaced his vice president with Harry Truman. Now, I don't know who the vice president was before. I don't know. I'm not much of a history guy. Yeah. But whoever it was, Roosevelt said, you're out. Truman, come on in here. You're my guy. Hmm. And
it's only one other time. Then.
Obviously, it helped get him reelected, I guess. And then, of course, Truman went on to become president, too. So, Don, thank you for knowing a lot more about history than we do. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, you made my day yesterday reading some of that book. The way you read it and everything, it was very professional. And then you had Tina in the background giggling and laughing and oohing and aahing and everything. It was starting to get pretty hot on this side of the phone over there.
Well, it was getting pretty steamy in here too, Dan.
Now, I was wondering now, has there been any other Monicas in the White House besides the two, the one with Clinton and the one with Kennedy?
Well, she performed a Monica on Dave Powers, who was Kennedy's right-hand man, so that's another Monica while Kennedy watched her.
Oh, I think you mean another intern with the,
yeah,
right?
Was there another intern for the presidents or anything in the history, do you know?
My guess would be absolutely yes.
This hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, but I was wondering if some of these presidents might have had some of these young boys or something like that come in there and, you know, and try to do the Monica instead of having the real Monica do it.
Why would you wonder that? I can't think of any president who seemed gay to me or bisexual.
No, I don't know what, I'm like you, I don't know what the history is on that, if that's ever happened or anything.
I don't know about Taft. When you look at Taft, you see a gleam in his eye. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, time will tell. All this stuff seems to come out in time.
But, okay, all right. Well, thanks for taking my call. Everybody have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
A rather unusual bit of curiosity. I wonder if a president has ever had a boy give him a Monica. I've never had that thought.
Well, we had the head of the FBI that was
Hoover.
The rumors about him. So,
and you know, that's a name that some people give to that act.
Yes.
Is a Hoover. She gave him a Hoover.
Maybe that should be the term when a male gives it to a male instead of
the Monica. It's a Hoover.
A Hoover.
The guy does it. It's a Hoover. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Two things.
Okay.
One, there's an excellent book on the stories about the various Monicas of the presidents. It's called The Back Steps of the White House.
Really?
Yes, and it talks about all of the different women, Eisenhower's girlfriend, Kennedy's girlfriends, Lyndon Johnson's, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look it up, it's an excellent book if you want to follow that kind of
thing.
Well,
and here's what's so interesting. It seems to me that the exception would be the president or two who didn't have girlfriends
right.
while they were in the White House. Johnson had a girlfriend. Eisenhower had a girlfriend. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and you have to forgive him. Have you seen that Mamie? Eleanor Roosevelt. Woo! I mean, can you blame him? And then you got Kennedy. Nixon.
The only one,
I don't
the
know.
The only one that I know did not, from what I've read, is Jimmy Carter.
Well, I'm sure Jimmy Carter didn't. He was way too Southern Baptist. I'm sure he didn't have a girlfriend.
Go ahead. The reason I called was you were talking about Harry Truman, and the fact of the matter is Harry Truman was imposed upon Franklin Delano Roosevelt by the Democratic Party.
So in other words, they said
he was not wanted at all by Roosevelt. But what had happened was there was tremendous amount of waste in the military complex during the war. And Truman set out with his car and took about a six-week trip around the country and studied all this waste so that when there was a senatorial investigative committee on it, Truman knew all about it. And he very much impressed the people in the party. And they told Roosevelt they wanted the current vice president out and Truman in his place. And Roosevelt was just beside himself, but he ended up acquiescing, and that's how you got Harry Truman.
Who was the vice president that he kicked out?
I can't think of his name. I'm sure as soon as I hang up, I will.
Don't ever call this show again unless you have all the facts,
yeah,
okay?
Hey, come on.
What do you think you're talking to? No, you obviously know a lot more about it than we do. I appreciate the info. Thank you,
Harry,
Dan.
One other thing.
Yeah.
If you want to know about Truman, read a book by Merrill Miller called Plain Speaking.
Oh,
And you'll find out about how that happened. It's a very interesting book.
Right. What was the other one? White House Steps?
Back Steps of the White House.
That is really something to read.
That's the one I would like to read. Thank you, Dan.
Get that.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay,
all right. Back Steps of the White House. Come on, you know. Who was it that smoked dope in the White House? Willie Nelson or somebody? John Mellencamp. Somebody. They did a whole... there was an interview with him, and they were bragging about how they did drugs at the White House. I think once you're in and you're cleared, they party like crazy in there.
I'm sure.
I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on that would surprise a lot of people. I had an appraiser at my house this morning, and when he finished, he said, the house is fine, and the appraisal shouldn't be an issue. He said, I have a couple of suggestions, and I said, sure. And here's what they were. And one of them I've talked about before. He said, you need to get metal mesh hose, the water hoses on the back of your clothes washer. Those two hoses that go the hot and cold water. And we've talked about this before because the rubber dries out, it cracks, springs a leak. you're screwed. That water is going to gush out into that wherever you have your washer, mm-hmm. and it's just going to keep pouring. It could be while you're sleeping. It could be while you're away. And I said, you know what? Those are new. That's a new washer, and that hose is new hose. I said, but you're right. I said, I had that mesh on the last washer, so I went today to the big hardware store, and I got it. It's in my car tonight. I'm going to put it on. But here's the other thing he said. He said, you have no heat detector in your garage. You have smoke detectors. What? You have, yeah. He said, what if, because this is where the gasoline is in your vehicles, what if a fire broke out in your garage? Nothing would go off, nothing would sound, until the garage part of your house was engulfed in flames and burned through into the kitchen. Then it's too late. And I thought, man, I never thought about this. So I called Hackett Security, and I said, how tough is this to do? And he said, we do it all the time. It's not tough at all. They have wireless. In other words, I kept thinking, ah, now they're going to have to run wires out to the garage and connect it to the security system. No, they have wireless sensors. You put it in the ceiling of the garage. If it detects, and they're not only smoke, heat. When the heat gets to a certain temperature, it sends a signal to the home's alarm system, alerts Hackett, they get the fire. It's pretty incredible. And when he said that to me, he said, it's just a suggestion. It really has little to do with the appraisal, the value of the house. He said, but I'm just telling you that it'd be a smart thing to do. And I said, you know what? I agree with you. So another thing I just didn't think of that the security people and people who study security know, when I called Mike Hackett, he starts talking about all these other things we can do. And I think in the spring, I'm gonna ramp it up a notch, and I'm gonna do some things like this: controlling your temperature from your iPhone, controlling your lights in your house from your iPhone. He said it's relatively simple to do. I think I'm gonna do that. I think it'd be kind of slick to, mm-hmm. you know, be here and go, I think I'll turn the lights on the family room at home from my iPhone.
I think it'd be cool. I've seen people that have cameras and on their phone or their computer, they can look at their house, the rooms.
Oh, sure.
Anything.
My boys have a security system at the restaurants. They can use their phone, their iPad, or their computer and pull up about 16 different cameras and look at each one of the restaurants. I mean, 16 at each mm-hmm. restaurant, every angle, every part of the restaurant, outside, inside, no matter where they are. And you can do that stuff with your home. Now, you may not be interested in all of that. Maybe all you're interested in is just a very basic, good, solid security system for your house, meaning anybody tries to get in there, or if a fire does break out, that you know, even if you're not home, somebody's going to be notified immediately, and that somebody's going to be Hackett, and they're going to get the right people there. But what about if you are at home? See, I think sometimes people think of security and, well, when we're not home, we're going on vacation, or we're out for the night, we want to make sure the place is secure. What about when you're there? To me, that's more frightening, is somebody coming in while you're home. Now you run the risk of that encounter with whoever this scumbag is, whether he's got a ski mask on, is he armed, what are his intentions. Now he's scared. He doesn't want any witnesses, and I don't mean to frighten you, but I do mean to frighten you, because I think a security system in your home is a very important thing, and I've had it for years, and I can't imagine being without it. And forget about how expensive your home is or isn't. We had a security system in a little nothing house that was, you know, less than $100,000. Your life is your life. Your stuff is your stuff. And I don't want the scumbag thugs of the world to get it, or to harm anybody in my family. And if you don't either, then you need to get a hold of the folks at Hackett and let them come out and show you how affordable it is to, one, put in a decent system, and, two, have somebody monitor your house all the time. That monitoring service, you're talking 70, 80 cents a day. That's it. Extremely affordable. It's a matter of priorities. You want to know more? Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, HackettSecurity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Still working with that stalled vehicle on southbound 170, the ramp to eastbound 40. Now, it looks like westbound 40 is starting to slow a little bit now between Hampton and McCausland. Southbound 170 is slow from Brentwood down through 40. on westbound 70, a little bit heavy from 170 through just past the airport. It opens up by the time you get to Cypress. And on southbound 270, start looking for some congestion around Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. It can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I love the way a Cedar Hill fence looks.
If you're thinking of a new fence, call Cedar Hill Fence and Deck for your free estimate.
Nothing gives me more pleasure than spending time on my deck from Cedar Hill Fence and Deck.
If you're thinking of a new deck, call Cedar Hill Fence and Deck for your free estimate. Since 1989, they've been delivering professional installations of quality products with outstanding customer service, all at an affordable price. For more, go to CedarHillFence.com. Cedar Hill Fence and Deck. Higher quality at a lower price.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tina is such a dark-haired blonde. She just got a new phone. She got a new phone. She says, I see on here it says apps. Can I get apps on my phone?
Yeah, like 5,000 of them.
Hey, what we'll do, you get with me late at night after the show. I'll go through the whole app process with you. Okay. It's going to take about
show
two.
Show me how to load
yes.
it and everything.
Yeah. It'll take about two in the morning. I'll wear my John Kennedy cologne, and we'll sit around by the KTRS indoor pool and do it.
Oh, nice.
Here's what I'd like for you folks to do if you're shopping for tires. Rather than have you buy into these ads that some of these people run that say, buy three tires, get one free, here's what I'd like for you to do. I want you, if you're truly AM and the PM and you want to support the people who keep the show on the air, I want you to take that ad, print it out if it's online, cut it out if it's in a newspaper, and take it into Zisser, any of the three locations I'm about to give you, and say, here, can you do this? Can you give me this same deal? There's about a 99% chance they're going to say yes. Make it 99.9. They can absolutely give you the equivalent deal without having to trick you into making you think they're giving you a free tire, because those other people are not. Afton, Wentzville, Delwood. Those three Zisser Tire locations. Take somebody else's ad in there. Give them a chance to show you how.